This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 46 organizations, including two foreign organizations, being deployed in election supervision. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba addressing election assemblies in Dadeldhura, Acham and Baitadi districts today. And Russia hits cities across Ukraine with wave of missiles. Now, the news in detail. 46 organizations, including two foreign organizations, are being deployed for the supervision of the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections. Similarly, the Election Commission said representatives of the Election Commission from six different countries are also arriving in Nepal for election supervision. Among the organizations recognized by the Election Commission were only two organizations, the Asian Network for Free Elections and the Civic Chamber of the Russian Federation, are participating in the supervision. Kamal Bhattarai, Deputy Secretary of the Election Commission, informed that the 44 organizations within Nepal have received permission for supervision. Similarly, officials of the Election Commission of India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Maldives, Sri Lanka and South Korea are also arriving in Nepal for supervision. They will visit nearby districts, including Kathmandu Valley, for supervision. A separate code of conduct has been prescribed for supervisory organizations and individuals. Prime Minister and President of Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Deoba, is arriving in Dadeldhura today to attend the election. To attend and address election programs of the ruling alliance in the Dadeldhura, Baitari and Acham districts. Nepali Congress Dadeldhura District Committee Secretary Hemraj Chatwal said that Prime Minister Deoba is scheduled to address an election meeting to be held at Dewal in Ajay Meru Rural Municipality. Prime Minister Deoba is also addressing the election programs to be held in Baitari and Acham districts. Prior to this, Prime Minister Deoba had addressed election rallies in seven municipalities in Dadeldhura district, staying for 4 days since November 3rd. There are eight candidates in Dadeldhura along with Deoba for the House of Representatives election to be held on November 20th. Deoba is winning the House of Representatives election since 2048 Bikram Sambat in Dadeldhura. Candidate of Left Democratic Alliance for the House of Representatives in Sunsari Constituency No. 4 and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, has promised to fulfill all the commitments made to the people during the election campaigns. Addressing an election assembly at Baraj Chhetra Municipality in Sunsari District, Minister Karki said he promises only what he can deliver, adding that he has nothing to do with all the promises since he believes in the politics of honesty and integrity. On the occasion, he asked the voters to vote for the candidates who are capable of fulfilling their commitments instead of those making false promises. Minister Karki appealed to the voters to make the candidates of the Left Democratic Alliance winner to ensure sustainable development and prosperity of Sunsari district, along with bring about transformation on education, agriculture, physical infrastructures and road network. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda is addressing separate election assemblies in Taplejung and Khotang districts to be organised by the Left Democratic Alliance today. District Election Mobilisation Committee Coordinator of the ruling alliance, Mingma Dandu Sherpa, said that Chairman Prachanda, Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, CPN Unified Socialist Assistant General Secretary Dr. Gangalal Tuladhar and other leaders are scheduled to address the event at Tukmedara in the district headquarters. Likewise, Chairman Prachanda is also scheduled to address an election rally in the Diktel Bazaar of Khotang district this afternoon. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russia has launched one of its biggest barrages of missiles yet against Ukraine, days after its troops were forced to withdraw from Kherson. The capital Kiev was among the cities hit, with officials saying at least one person was found dead. There were strikes across the country from Lviv in the west to Chernihiv in the north. As well as following Russia's setback in Kherson, the attacks come as world leaders meet at G20 in Bali. There, Moscow faced fierce condemnation of the war in Ukraine. There were also reports of power outages affecting millions of homes in several cities as well as neighboring Moldova. In the past week, Moscow has pulled its troops from the southern city of Kherson, the only regional capital it captured since launching an invasion in February. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has announced he will run for the United States presidency again in 2024 despite facing multiple criminal investigations and the poor performance of the candidates he backed in last week's midterm elections. Trump launched the bid, his third for the presidency, last evening at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, a week after elections in which Republicans failed to win as many seats in Congress as they had hoped. Mr. Trump's announcement comes as some fellow Republicans blame him for party's lackluster performance in last week's midterm elections. President Joe Biden, who defeated Mr. Trump 2 years ago, has said he may run for re-election in 2024. There is a long road ahead before the Republican presidential nominee is formally selected in the U.S. summer of 2024, with the first state-level contest more than a year away. The American space agency NASA has launched its biggest ever rocket from Cape Canaveral in Florida. The 100-meter-tall Artemis vehicle climbed skyward in a stupendous mix of light and sound. Its objective is to hurl an astronaut capsule in the direction of the moon. This spacecraft, known as Orion, is uncrewed for this particular flight, but if everything works as it should, people will climb aboard for future missions that go to the lunar surface. The rocket has a number of important maneuvers to perform high above the planet to get the Orion capsule on the right path to the moon. The capsule is due back on Earth on 11th December, about 3.5 weeks from now. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged one and all to apply precautions as the temperature across the country is dropping gradually. Issuing a special bulletin today, the division has urged to protect themselves from cold as chances are high for a gradual decrease in the temperature due to the impact of the westerly wind in the country. The minimum temperature in the country is likely to decrease further while considering the recent pattern. In the past 24 hours, the Kathmandu Valley minimum temperature remained at 9 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature was 22 degrees Celsius. Likewise, the Meteorological Forecasting Division said that hilly areas of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Karnali provinces are likely to remain partly clouded, while the mountainous region of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Karnali province would remain mainly fair this afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Forty-six organizations, including two foreign organizations, being deployed in election supervision. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba addressing election assemblies in Darildhura, Acham and Baitari districts today. And Russia hits cities across Ukraine with wave of missiles. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.